אני רציתי לשאול האם אנחנו רוצים לנסות ללמוד את זה.
I wanted to ask if we want to try and study this with Rabash together, the way he would give the lesson, because we have it in on tapes in the archive. We have all the tapes. We have to organize it, but everything is in the computer. Problem is, perhaps we need to transcribe it, so we have the text, not from Tess, but his words. Otherwise, it might be hard to grasp the way he speaks. What do you think? I would try to do it. It's a lot of spirit, inner spirit, inner strength, and a power about hearing him and receiving the material this way. As it's written, the Shekhinah is speaking from his throat. Okay, so who can I speak about it with? Koka, okay. We'll talk later. Item 11 above.
Item 11 above, the book of the tense, study of the ten sefirot, volume 6, page Aleph Taf Resh Tzadik Vav, item 11. The second is that the first five of Zeranpin illuminated in her from above, but still from the Chazen below. And then he descends to his Netzach, and she ascends to his Hod in the Bechina named Bochu, and he bows his degree and performs a Zivug there with her. Again, item 11. The second is that the first five of Zeranpin illuminated in her from above, but still he is from Chazen below. And then it descends to his Netzach, and she rises to his Hod, in the Bechina of the name Bochu, and he bows his degree and performs a Zivug with her there. Item 11, Inner Light, page
1695.
We will continue from where we stopped in the previous time. And do not ask why the Nukva should rise to his Hod in order to receive the Mochin of Gedlut from Yaakov, since also during the Mochin of Ervak, she also stands there from Chazen below.
Zeranpin Katnut is called Yaakov, and Gedlut is called Israel.
And therefore, why does the Ari say that she rises to his Hod? The thing is, indeed, these Nehi are the old Nehi of Zeranpin. Now, during the Mochin, they became Chagad Zeranpin. Therefore, it is considered an ascent for the Nukva, because basically, those Nehi were only the Bechina of Nehi, the Zeranpin. But now, when Mochin Deisut come to Zeranpin, these Nehi rise and become Chagat. And the Nukva stands in Gvura of Zeranpin. And therefore, he says, and she rises to his Hod, meaning to Hod of before, which is now Gvura. It was already explained above that also this ascent of Nehi to Chagat is not important for Zeranpin itself, and in his value they are still regarded as Nehi, but towards Yaakov and Rachel they are regarded as actual Chagat. Adam 12, the words of the Ari, The third is that she will be as big as him in his measure of degree, panim bepanim, face to face.
I mean, Malchut would be completely equal to Zeranpin.
And she will receive the lights of the first five while she is there above with them.
Above Chazer of Zeranpin. Zeranpin is called HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning Malchut is rising with each its adhesion and becomes more and more equal with the Creator until it becomes like Him. That's called the complete adhesion.
Indeed, she still does not receive her Orot, but only through Zeranpin. And his Keter will be greater than her Keter.
That's why his Keter is greater than her Keter.
That's why his Keter will be greater than her Keter, for he's bigger and higher above her Keter. Again, item 12. The third is that she will be as great as him in his measure of degree, panim bepanim, face to face, and she will receive the orot of the first five while she is there above with them. Indeed, she still does not receive her orot, but only through Zeranpin. Therefore, his Keter will be greater than her Keter, for he is greater and higher above her Keter.
That's the third state. Item 12.
Item 12, inner light. The third is that she will be as great as him in his measure of degree, panim bepanim, face to face, and she will receive the orot, the lights of the first five, while she is there above with them. Meaning also Partsuf of Gadlut, like the second Bechina. And the entire difference is that here he speaks of Partsuf of Gadlut of Mochin of Abba Ve'ima, which are enough also for Mochin Dechaya, for Zeranpin. And then Zeranpin does not bow his Rosh, his head, but performs a Zivug with the Nukva, panim bepanim, face to face, in his own degree. And the Nukva receives Gar while she is with them above, panim bepanim. And what the Ari calls Gar by the name, the first five Sefirot, Kachab Chag, it is because the Gar is a complete Partsuf of ten Sefirot, and it closes inside Partsuf of Yenika from his Chazeh and below. In a way, that Kachab Chag, with the upper third of Tiferet, they're above the entire Partsuf of Yenika, and therefore the difference from Partsuf of Yenika to Partsuf of Gadlut is regarded in complete five Sefirot Kachab Chag, which are lacking from Partsuf Yenika, for he cannot clothe them. And all that we speak of here in these four Bechinot of Achor and Panim of Abba Ve'ima in Yesut, it is from the perspective of the Hitkalilut, inclusion of Netzach in Hod de Arichanpin, and also in Abba Ve'ima. Then the Nukva, the female, cannot receive, but only from the Bechina of Netzach, which is the Bechina of Zeranpin Baala, her husband. And she does not reach the Bechina of Tiferet of Ima, which is Keter de Zeranpin. Because Netzach of Ima is regarded as her upper one, as written above. And this is what he says. Indeed, she still does not receive her rod, but only through Zeranpin. And his Keter will be greater than her Keter. Meaning, because of the equivalence of the degree, he came to the Nukva by the inclusion of Netzach in Hod. And therefore, she must receive from him, and she cannot nourish from his Keter, which is the Bechina of Tiferet of Ima. And she reaches only Netzach of Ima. Because of that, it turns out that even in Shabbat, in Musaf, she cannot suckle from his keter because of the coolness of the degree from all the mochin of the grand of Shabbat. It is done by the inclusion of Netzach in Hod, and therefore she must receive through Zeranpin Bala, her husband, and therefore both of them do not use one crown, one keter. And this is still only from the Bechina of Mochin of Abba Ve'ima, but from the Bechina of Mochin of Yesut, which reach Nukva by the bowing of the Rosh of Zeranpin to the place of Yaakov, there is a Bechina where both of them will use one Keter, meaning that the inclusion of Netzach and Hod is made in the place of the Sefirah of Netzach, and the Nukva, the female, rises to the Bechina of Netzach if Ima, equal with Yaakov, and both of them suckle equally from Tiferet de Ima, and both of them use one Keter. And that applies only in the beginning of month and good day, but it does not apply to the other days of the week, not even Saturdays, Shabbatot.
We will learn about this. Many more conditions, discernments in all the degrees. That's why there's a mixture of these conditions. It's not just like that we receive light from above, we get corrected and we rise. Rather, because we need to see how the system is collecting itself to be not just round but spherical. It's much more than that, but let's say how from this linear form it acquires these different directions in which it develops. Because seemingly there's not more than 10 spherot, so you know, a little more, a little less. No, there's an integration, intermingling, kalelut of details inside other details. These details determine the development of the inner parts. And there's a connection between all the parts of the system. Therefore, there's a matter here of the days of the week and the holidays and many more such details. Next.
Item 13, the words of Dari. It turns out that Malchut in her does not have a corresponding spouse in the Zachar, because she is below his Yesod, and therefore she needs him, for her malchuyot are below his degree, and then she has to receive through him, and then her malchut does not have a spouse, and she rose up to her own yesod, and they're included together there in the meaning of general as known, and then she will be able to receive from yesod of Zeranpin. It turns out that from that perspective, she has a patsuf with only upper nine sefirot, because the tenth in her is included in her yesod. And then also his keter is higher than her keter. Again, item 13. It turns out that her malchut does not have a corresponding spouse in the zachar, in the male, for she is below his yesod. Therefore, she needs him, for her malchuyot are below his measure of degree. And then she has to receive through him. And then her malchut does not have a partner. And she rose up to her own yesod. And they are included there together in general, as known. And then she will be able to receive from yesod of Zeranpin. It turns out that from that perspective, she has a parzuf of only upper nine sefirot, because her tenth is included in her yesod, and then also his keter is higher than her keter.
Clear, right? I made a drawing here. Zalampin compared to the Malchut. This is its keter. It's higher than her keter, the keter of Malchut. And then Malchut of Malchut is below Zalampin. Next.
Item 13, inner light. The Malchut in her does not have a corresponding partner in the Zachar, for she is below his Yesod. The tenth in her is included in her Yesod, and then his Keter is higher than her Keter. The reason why Nukva is lacking Keter of Zeranpin from the perspective of the clothing of Nukva the Zeranpin in Zeranpin, because Tiferet of Ima, from which there is Keter of Zeranpin, it is above the root of the Nukva. And as written above, the Nukva is the Bechina of Hod, and her root is in Netzach of Ima and not in Tiferet. And here the Ari adds an explanation from the perspective of the construction of the Patsuf of the Nukva herself, because when she has to receive from the Bechina of Zeranpin, she does not receive to the Bechina of her Malchut, because Zeranpin is nine Sefirot only up to Yesod, and therefore Malchut of Nukva has to rise and be included in her Yesod in order to receive from Yesod of Zeranpin. Therefore, the Nukva is regarded to be lacking the Kli of Malchut, while she needs to receive from Zeranpin. It is known that when Malchut of Kelim is lacking, Keter of Orot is lacking, and therefore she is considered to be lacking Keter of Zeranpin. And this is what he says, that in this respect she has a partzuf of only upper nine sefirot, because the tenth in her is included in Yesod. And then also his keter is higher than her keter, meaning, as explained, in that respect that she has to receive from Zeranpin, she is lacking Kli of Malchut, and therefore she is lacking keter of Orot, as known in the inverse value from the Kelim to the Orot. However, when she does not have to receive from Zeranpin, rather she can receive from Tiferet of Ima, like Zeranpin, then also her Malchut receive an illumination like the rest of the Sefirot, and therefore then she is completed also with the light of Keter.
Okay. A little more.
Item 14, the words of Dari. The fourth is that she will also be using one keter like him and receive her lights from Ima herself and not through Zeranpin, like Abba ve'Ima. And she will be complete in all ten sefirot. And this is the purpose of her growth. Again, the fourth is that she will also use one keter like him, and she will receive her orot from Ima herself and not through Zeranpin, like Abba ve'Ima. And she will be complete in all ten sefirot, and this is the purpose of her growth. Item 14, inner light. The fourth is that she will also use one keter like him and will receive her orot from Ima herself and not through Zeranpin, like Abba ve'Ima. And she will be complete in all ten sefirot. And this is the purpose of her growth. It was already explained that this fourth bechina does not apply at that time in the great zone, but only in the little zone. And as long as she has to receive from Zer Anpin, she lacks her Malchut. As written, that only by her receiving from Ima and not through Zer Anpin, she is completed in ten Sefirot, because then she receives the Or also to her Malchut.
Again,
item 14, inner light. The fourth is that she will also use one keter like him and will receive her orot from Ima herself, and not through Zer Anpin, like Abba ve'Ima. And she will be complete in all ten sefirot, and this is the purpose of her growth. It was already explained that this fourth Bechina does not apply at that time in the great zone, but only in the little zone. And as long as she has to receive from Zer Anpin, she lacks her Malchut. As written, that only by receiving from Ima and not through Zer Anpin, she is completed in ten Sefirot, because then she receives the Or also to her Malchut.
Okay, we hear it a little bit.
Item 15, Ashrik, the words of Dari. Now we shall explain these three Bechinot, how they were from the beginning of the creation of the world till now. During the Ibur, she was still in the Bechina of 1 point included from 10, and she was below, behind the Yesod of Zer Anpin. Again, item 15. Now we shall explain those three Bechinot, how they were from the beginning of the creation of the Olam, of the world, till now. During the Ibu conception, she was still as 1 point included from 10, and she was below, behind the Yesod of Zer Anpin. Item 16, the words of Dari. And when the Olam of Atzilut was created and Zon were born, she started growing until the fourth day of creation. And then all these three Bechinot that she has in the Bechina of Achor Beachor, back to back, grew until she will be a complete parzuf in ten sefirot in the Achor of the Achoraim of the Chazeh. And her measure of degree there was from there and below. And also the orot of the first five sefirot of Zer Anpin illuminated in her from above downward, Achor Beachor, back to back. Again, item 16. And when the Olam of Atzilut was created and Zon were born, she started growing until the fourth day of creation. And then she grew. All these three Bechinot, they are in the Bechina of Achor Beachor, back to back, until she will become a Bechina of complete Partsuf in ten Sefirot in the Achor of the Achoraim of the Chazeh. And there was the measure of her degree from there downward. And also the orot of the first five sefirot of Zer Anpin illuminated in her from above downward, Achor Beachor, back to back. Item 16, inner light. And when the Olam of Atzilut was created and Zon were born, she started growing until the fourth day of creation. And then she grew in all these three Bechinot she has in the Bechina of Achor, meaning until the fourth day she grew in all three Patsufim, Ibur, Yenika, Mochin, in the Bechina of Achor, posterior of Zer Anpin, meaning only from the perspective of completing the Kelim, because by the clothing of Nehi of Ima in Nukva, the Lord Hay descended from her Enaim, and her Achap returned to the degree. And she obtained 10 Sefirot Chabad Chagat Nehi of Kelim. But from the perspective of the Orot, she still has only the Bechina of Vakuf Gadlut. Therefore, this Parzuf of Mochin is regarded to be only the Bechina of Achor, because the completion of the Kelim is the completion of only the Achoraim, because the Kelim are called Achor, and the Orot are called Panim. This completion of the Kelim too was not through Mochin of Abba Ve'ima, but through Mochin of Yesut, which is where the first five illuminate on her from above downward to the place of the Chazain below by the bang of Rosh of Zer Anpin, as written above. And this is what he says, and also the Orot of the five Sefirot of Zer Anpin illuminated in her from above downward, Achor Be'achor, back to back, meaning by the bang of the Rosh of Zer Anpin.
How are you? Who manages to follow the text?
Tov.
Okay.
The TV.
It's natural. Also after Shabbat, holidays, also the material is special. Everything together. Let's go to
Chav Gimel.
To 1823.
Page. Table of answers to the words.
6.
Item 6. What are the two melachim in one keter? What are two melachim in one keter? Tiferet of Ima is keter of Zer Anpin. And when both of them rise until Tiferet of Ima, they use one keter from Ima. And it is done by the inclusion of Hodin Arich Anpin in his Netzach. And to understand that, we need to remember what was explained in part 14 about Mochin of Ab, of Abba Ve'ima and Zon, which are not extended from the Bechina of Chochma of Arich Anpin himself, because after the third Rosh, which is Mochasti Ma'a, the essence of the Upper One was blocked in Kruma de Avira, meaning Chochma of Zer Anpin was blocked in Kruma de Lo Itpatcha Od. And the light of Chochma does not illuminate to the lower ones, but only through the Searot, hers, which are called Mazling, like the light of the sun, which goes through small dents, as explained. And it is called the light of the sun, because this wisdom with Chochma, which is revealed to the Mazling, Tiferet alone is regarded as the main carrier, which is always called by the name Shemesh, sun. And it is how it was explained there. Because Gar of Abba Ve'ima grip to Bina of Arich Anpin, which went outside his Rosh, which is Keter of Abba Ve'ima. And her nature is always covered Chasadim, for he is delighted in mercy. But only when Zer Anpin rise to her Tuman, she returns to Rosh of Arich Anpin, to the Bechina of Chochma, in order to impart Mochin to Zer Anpin. And therefore, it is regarded that even now, she becomes Chokhmah, and the essence of the carrier and what sustains the light of Chokhmah in Bina is her Anpin, which is called Tiferet. And therefore, he has to leave his root in Tiferet of Bina in Rosh, in order to sustain the light of Chokhmah in Bina. And if it weren't for that, she would have returned to her own Bechina immediately, which is covered Chasadim. And you should know that that was the reason for the annulment and the falling of the Achoraim of Abba V'Ima during the shattering of the Kelim. Because since all the Mochin there came out on Man, the Zon, and for them, Bina returned to Chokhmah, and Histaklut Einaim of Abba V'Ima was made. Therefore, Man of Zon remained in them, in the Rashim of Abba V'Ima, as sustenance and positioning. And since the Kelim of Zon broke and they didn't need the illumination of Chokhmah anymore, it turns out that the Bechina of Man of Zon in the Rashim of Abba V'Ima was cancelled, and Mochin of Abba V'Ima were cancelled as well, and they fell to the Bechina of Guf, as was explained there in length. Now you can see that the main carrier for the light of Chokhmah, meaning the degree of Abd Mazling, is only the Tiferet. And therefore, the Ari resembles the degree of this Chokhmah to the light of the sun. It was also explained above that Mochin of these Ab are regarded as three divisions, which are Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut. And they are Achsanta and two Ktarim, because Bina, which returned to being Ab and Chokhmah, they are the Bechina of the upper Abba V'Ima. From their own perspective, they are covered Chasadim. But the entire degree of Chokhmah they extend is only for Zon. And they are regarded as the Bechina of the essence of the Orot. And the roots of Zon, which remained in them as man for positioning and sustaining the Or of Ab, they are the two Ktarim, Tiferet and Yesod, in the Bechina of Tiferet, which serves in them as a carrier to the illumination of Chokhmah, and the Bechina of Yesod, which is Itra de Gvura, serves in them as the carrier to the Bechina of Masachim, upon which the Zivug Da'aka was made. Therefore, Tiferet of Ima became Keter to Zer Anpin.
That's the main thing from this point.
Because when Zer Anpin remains in Rosh of Ima in the Bechina of Tiferet, which sustains and positions the degree of her Ab, under that, it grips and suckles from her Tiferet, the Mochin of his Ab, because that is the rule, that the measure of the Mochin that the low one induces in the upper one, also the low one takes them in his place. And you should know that these two Itrim, these two Ktarim, which are Tiferet and Yesod, they have equal correlation to Netzach and Hod of Arich Anpin. Because Tiferet, which is Itra de Chasadim, is Zer Anpin. And the Yesod, which is Itra de Gvura, is the Nukva. Meaning, the Bechina of Binyamin, which is included in Yosef, as known.
Okay, that's enough. Too much. In one portion. In order to mitigate it a little bit, let's go to page 1912, I'm sorry. Item 42.
Reading item 42 on page 1000. Adam 42. In Zohar Kedoshim, and this is what he says, Adam Kadmon did not have anything of this world. Chad Tzadik Avad Shimusha Ben Ukvei and Et Avid Dehu Shimusha Beguf Achada and Nehiro Delay Yetir from all Inon Malachim Shlichan Le'ela. First, I will explain one matter I've heard from my teacher briefly, and then I will elaborate more than I have heard later. Again, item 42. In Zohar, it is written, in Sitrei Torah,
Chad Tzadik Avad Shimusha Ben Ukvei Ve'et Avid Mehahu Shimusha Beguf Achada Denehir Odilei Yatir Mikol Inun Malachin Shlichan Le'ela.
First, I will explain one matter I've heard from my teacher, from Baal Sulam, briefly, and then I will explain more of what I've heard. Item 43. Adam HaRishon did not have any part of this Olam, which is Olam HaAsiyah at all. However, his guf was from Olam HaYetzirah, and his nefesh from Olam HaBriah. And his ruach from Nukva of Zeranpin Da'atzilut, and his neshama from Zeranpin Da'atzilut, and neshama to neshama from Abba Ve'ima Da'atzilut. Again, item 43. Adam HaRishon had no part of this olam, which is olam ha'asiyah at all. Indeed, his guf was from Olam Yetzirah, and his nefesh from Olam HaBriah, and his ruach from Nukva de Zeranpin of Atzilut, and his neshama from Zeranpin de Atzilut, and neshama to neshama from Abba Ve'ima de Atzilut. Item 43, Inner Light.
No, only above.
44, the words of the Ari. The reason why it did not have part in Olam HaAsiyah is in what we will explain the order of the Olam and its division.
Meaning he started from the world of Yetzirah and he clothed on all the upper parts of him all the way up to Abba Ve'ima of Atzilut.
The place of the ruin in him is the Bechina corresponding the Klippa, and the settlement of the Olam is divided into many divisions. The settlements of outside of Israel is against Asiya, and the entire land of Israel correspond Yetzirah, as written in portion Yakel, the firmaments of Asiya. And the place of the temple corresponds to Bri'ah. And the place of the Holy of Holies corresponds to the Heichal of the Holies of Holies, the upper Holies of Bri'ah.
Again?
44. The reason why he did not have part in Olam HaAsiyah is in what we will explain the order of the Olam in its division. Because the place of his ruin corresponds the Klippa, and the settlement of the Olam is divided into many divisions. The settlements of outside of Israel corresponds to Asiyah, and the entire land of Israel corresponds to Yetzirah. And this is what is written in portion Vayakel, firmaments of Asiyah exist on Arad Israel Lemagna. And the place of the temple corresponds to Bri'ah. And the place of the Holy of Holies corresponds to the chamber of the upper Holies of Bri'ah. Item 45. It turns out that Adam HaRishon, since he was created from the place of his atonement, therefore the world was always in Bri'ah. And after his seed, he nitavah leyomin dochol. And we have explained that Adam Rishon was created by the Zivug of Zeranpin and Nukve, which rose above to Hechal of Abba Ve'ima. And there they performed the Zivug Panim Bepanim, face to face, and gave birth to Adam Vechava. It turns out that Adam Rishon, since he was created from the place of his atonement, therefore the world was always in the meaning of Bria. And after he sinned, it became weekdays. And we've already explained in portion Pukudei that Adam Rishon was created by the coupling of Zeranpin and Nukve, which rose above to the Hechal of Abba Ve'ima. And there they coupled Panim Bepanim, face to face, and gave birth to Adam and Chava.
Zeranpin and Malchut rise to Abba Ve'ima. They become like Abba Ve'ima, mate, and they give birth to another special partsuf called Adam v'Chava, Adam and Eve. It's not a partsuf that belongs to Zeranpin and Nukva or all the other partsufim of Atzilut. Rather, it's an internal partsuf that exists inside this partsufim. It's like a man who exists in this world.
Adam 46. Therefore, Zeranpin Zen was in the meaning of Neshama, which is Bina. And the Nukva, the female, was in the meaning of Ruach, which is Zeranpin. And it was said about that in Saba Mishpatim, about the matter of the candle of the Creator is man's soul, because Neshama, soul, is male from Ilana Ravraila, and Ruach Nukva from Ilana Zeira. Again, item 46. Therefore, Zeranpin was Neshama, which is Bina, and Nukva was Ruach, which is Zeranpin. And it was said about it in Saba Mishpatim, about the matter of man's soul is the candle of the Creator. For Neshama is male from Ilana Ravrava Ila'a, and Ruach Nukva from Ilana Zeira.
One corresponds to Zeranpin and one corresponds to Nukva. Accordingly, the light of Ruach and light of Nefesh. 47.
Adam 17, the words of the 47, the words of Dari. And the thing is that Zeranpin, which is Tchura Ilana Rav Reva Ila'a, from there came the Neshama of Adam Arishon.
From the world of Yetzirah.
And she is called Neshama since Zeranpin is above in the place of Bina. And the Ruach of Adam is from Nukva, the Zeranpin, Ilana Zeira, Nukva. And he is called Ruach. Since then, Nukva was then in the place of Zeranpin, her husband, as explained in Saba Mishpatim. Again, item 47. The thing is that Zeranpin, which is male, Ilana Ravrava Ila'a, from there came the Neshama, the soul of Adam Arishon, and it is called Neshama, since Zeranpin is above in the place of Bina, and the Ruach of Adam is from Nukva, of Zeranpin, Ilana Zeira, Nukva, and she is called Ruach. Since then, the Nukva was in the place of Zeranpin, her husband, as explained there in Saba de Mishpatim.
It's not important, okay?
Adam 48. And after Adam Arishon sinned in the tree of knowledge, which is Olam Asiya, he was ordered not to eat from it, for he has no part in Asiya, but only from Yetzira and above. And since he sinned and ate from the tree of knowledge, which is Asiya, he blemished all the Olamot, and they all descended from their degree in this way, because Yetzira closed Asiya. Again, item 48. And after Adam Arishon sinned in the tree of knowledge, Etz Hadat, which is Olam Asiya, he was ordered not to eat from it, for he has no part in Asiya, but only from Yetzirah and above. And since he sinned and ate from the tree of knowledge, which is Asiya, he blemished all the Olamot, and they all descended from their degree in this way, because Yetzirah closed Asiya.
He used vessels that are below his degree, his level, and that's why he sinned.
Item 49. It turns out that Eretz Yisrael, which was corresponding to Yetzirah, does not receive from her, but only through Asiya, since Yetzirah closes her, and also Bria closes Yetzirah.
All the world were in a higher degree, and then they came down.
And Nukva of Atziliut closed Bria, and Zeranpin closed Nukve. And similarly, in all his upper ones, they all descended from their degree. Again, item 49. It turns out that Eretz Yisrael, which was corresponding to Yetzirah, does not receive from her, but only through Asiya, since Yetzirah closes her, and also Bria closes Yetzirah, and Nukva of Atzilut closes Bria, and Zeranpin closes Nukve. And similarly, in all his upper ones, they all descended from their degree
and clothed in a lower degree than they had before.
Item 50. And now the nefesh of Adam was from Nukva of Zeranpin, which descended to the place of nefesh in Bria.
This is after the sin.
And his ruach, and his ruach was from Zeranpin, which descended to the place of Nukve. And that explains the articles that says that nefesh and ruach are malchut and tiferet. And there is no dispute about the article of Saba, which speaks about after the sin of Adam. Again, item 50. And now, the nefesh of Adam was from Nukva, female of Zeranpin, which descended to the place of nefesh in Bria. And his ruach was from Zeranpin, who descended to the place of Nukve. And that explains the article that says that nefesh and ruach are malchut and tiferet. And there is no dispute with the article of Saba, which speaks of after the sin of Adam. Item 51. Now, how many degrees Adam HaRishon fell? Because at first his goof was from Yetzirah, and now his goof is from Ha'olam Hazeh, and his nefesh from Asiya, and his ruach from Yetzirah, from the place where his goof was first. Again, item 51. Now, Adam HaRishon fell few degrees, because at first his goof was from Yetzirah, and now his goof is from Ha'olam Hazeh, and his nefesh from Asiya, and his ruach from Yetzirah, from the place where his goof was in the beginning. Item 52. And do not be perplexed if you will find in few places in the Zohar that the Etz of knowledge, Yetzirah, Tov, Matat, Sam, because the tree of knowledge is only in Asiya, which has klipot mixed with Kedusha. But after Yetzirah descended and closed Asiya, also Yetzirah is called the tree of knowledge, good and bad, by the name Asiya. And that explains the meaning of the tree of knowledge. Again, item 52. Do not be perplexed if in few places in the Zohar it says that the tree of knowledge in Yetzirah, good, matat, and ra, bad, sam, because the tree of knowledge is not only in Asiya, which has klipot mixed with kedusha.
In Asiya.
But after Yetzirah descended and closed Asiya,
after the sin,
also Yetzirah is called the tree of knowledge, good and bad, by the name Asiya.
That was there before.
And that explains well the meaning of the tree of knowledge and how it was.
Ech. How? How are you, Vlad? Doctor. Slowly, we have to get used to the words, the sentences, this confusion in the head, this lack of inability to grasp. You need everything.
53. Adam 53. The words of the Ari. After we have explained the two, it settles the two verses. One says, and God created man, Adam, and the other says, and God created man.
Meaning, either Adam Rishon was made from Bria or from Yetzirah. He was created, Nivra, from Bria, or Yetzar, formed in Yetzirah.
The truth is that the goof of Adam was created from Yetzirah, as written, Vayetzer.
Because goof is Ruach and Yetzirah is Ruach.
And after Bria descended and clothed Yetzirah, it turns out that it is as if he was created from Bria, as written, Vayivra. Again, Adam 53. After we explained it, it settles the two verses. One says, and God created Vayivra Adam, and the other one says, and Yetzer God Adam. The truth is that the goof of Adam was created from Yetzirah, as written, Vayetzer. And after Bria descended and clothed Yetzirah, it turns out that it is as if he was created from Bria, as written, Vayivra.
Tov.
Item 54. Now we shall explain what is mentioned at length, and then we will explain what is said. First, we shall explain the order of the degrees of the Olamot, how they stood before Adam was created, and how they descended from their degree after he sinned. Know that the Bechina of the number of the Olamot themselves did not change, because there are always four, which are Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. Now we shall explain what is mentioned at length. And later we shall explain what is said in the article. First, we shall explain the matter of the order of the Olamot, how they stood before Adam was created, and how they descended from their degree after he sinned. Know that the Bechina of the number of the Olamot themselves did not change, because there are always four, which are Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. 55. But their order of degrees
were, meaning before the sin.
Their order of degrees was this way, because all the 10 Sefirot of Olam Asiya of now, and also the place of the bottom 4 Sefirot of the current Yetzirah, they were before the creation of Adam, they were vacant and empty. And there in that place was the compartment of the Klipot.
But the Klipot were not there yet.
Again, 55. But the order of their degrees was as following. Because every place in the 10 Sefirot of the current Olam of Asiya, and also the place of the bottom Sefirot of the current Yetzirah, were then, before Adam was created, vacant and empty. And there in that place was the compartment of the Klipot.
14 Sefirot, as we study. From the general Siyum and up until Chazav Yetzirah.
Adam 56. And the bottom 6 Sefirot of Asiya were in the place which are now the first 6 of Yetzirah. And the first 4 of Asiya were in the place which is now the bottom 4 of Bria. and a bottom six of Yetzirah were in the place which is now the first six of Bri'ah. And the first four of Yetzirah were in the place which is now Nukva of Zeranpin of Atzilut. You already know that she occupies only the place of the bottom four of Zeranpin, which is Netzach Hod Yesod in him. And she stands correspondingly in their back. Therefore, she is called fourth.
Because she occupies Netzach Hod Yesod Mulchut and Zeranpin. That's why she's called Dalid, four.
Again, Arim 56. The bottom six sefirot of Asiya were in the place which is now the first six of Yetzirah.
Up to Chazev Yetzirah.
And the first four of Asiya were in the place which is now the bottom four of Bri'ah. And the bottom six of Yetzirah were in the place which is now the first six of Bri'ah. And the first four of Yetzirah were in the place which is now Nukva of Zeranpin, the Atzilut. You already know that she occupies only the place of the bottom four of Zeranpin.
She clothes on them. Clothes on Netzach Hod Yesod Mulchut of Zeranpin. That's why she's called Dalit.
Which is Netzach Hod Yesod of Malchut in him. And she stands correspondingly behind them. And therefore she is called Dalit. Since her place is only in the aforementioned four Sefirot.
Of Zeranpin.
Adam 57. And the 10 sefirot of the entire Bri'ah was in the place which is now Zeranpin of Atzilut in his 10 sefirot. And Zeranpin and Nukva of Atzilut were then in the place which is now Abba Ve'ima de Atzilut. And similarly were the Olamot from Abba Ve'ima de Atzilut and above until the highest degrees until and so higher than their degree which are now, and we needn't elaborate.
And the entire Sulam, the ladder of degrees, is like that.
Again, item 57. And the 10 Sefirot of the entire Bri'ah was in the place which is now Zeranpin of Atzilut in his 10 Sefirot. And Zeranpin and Nukva de Atzilut were then in the place which is now Abba Ve'ima de Atzilut. And similarly were the Olamot from Abba Ve'ima de Atzilut and above until the highest degrees, until Ein Sof higher than their degree, which are now, and we needn't elaborate. Item 58. Indeed, there is a question here. It was already explained that the bottom degree of the entire Atzilut is finer than anything below it until the end of Asiya, and similarly in all the degrees. Because also the bottom degree of Bri'ah is greater than everything beneath it, which is Yetzirah and Asiya. In that case, how can we say above that Olam Yetzirah had only its first four above in the place where Nukva de Atzilut now stands, and the rest, bottom six of Yetzirah, remained below in the place which is now Bri'ah? Because in the lower degree of Nukva de Atzilut, all the Olamot beneath it could stand there. Again, item 58.
Is the question clear? One sphere of the upper one is greater than the entire lower one, the 10 sphere of the lower one, and in general, all the lower ones below it. We have a certain partsuf. So the very last sphere, or one before last sphere of this partsuf, is greater than anything below it. Because through it, it provides everything to the lower ones. All the corrections, all the lights, fulfillment. So this question again.
Indeed, there is a question here. It was already explained that the bottom degree of the entire Atzilut is higher than anything below it until the end of Asiyah, and similarly in all the degrees. Because also the bottom degree of Briah is greater than anything below it, which are Yetzirah and Asiyah. In that case, how can we say above that Olam HaYetzirah had only its upper four above the place where Nukva the Atzilut now stands, and the rest of the bottom six Sefirot of Yetzirah remained below in the place which is now Bri'ah. Because in the bottom degree of Nukva the Atzilut, all the Alamot below it could stand there.
Clear. Okay, we'll stay with that. You think about this question.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson, but before we do, let's sing a song together.
חזקים על אותם שערים שסותמים את הלב כל הזמן מפרידים כל הזמן מרחיקים ממי שאת הכל מסובב מדרגה מדרגה מחזיקים מתגברים ודורשים את הכוח לחזור ופתאום ענולים נעשים לפתחים והחושך הופך לו לאור מעל המצבים החברים שומרים עליך באהבה ביחד מעלים תפילת רבים כולנו באותה כוונה הולכים באיחוד הלבבות עד שמלא השאה כל כדור וכדור שפוגע בלב מעורר ניצוצי אהבה ועוד מאמץ וחיבור הנקודות מעלה מליבנו תפילה ושוב מנעולים נעשים לפתחים ויזרמו נחלי אמונה מעל המצבים החברים שומרים עליך באהבה